This thing's getting taller. I'm getting shorter. Well, you know, after watching the tape from the Arizona game, I thought we did some good things on both sides of the ball, also in the special teams. You know, we were in position on a few plays and didn't make them. We need to make those plays in order for us to continue to improve. But I like the improvement. I like the effort that they're putting out, and I think we're moving in the right direction. This week, today is training camp, just like a regular training camp day, and then we'll get into more tomorrow. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be more like a game week schedule, not so much. We're still working on us. We're still going to be in training camp mode, but we're just trying to give them the schedule, the routine that we go through during the week.
So. Do you have anything you can say about your plans on utilizing the quarterbacks this Saturday at Kansas City?
We have the plan, but I'm not going to say it.
And you still have your secret date.
I do.
What's the biggest takeaway from watching those four safeties you want to see on Saturday?
Well, we need to keep evaluating. You know, in some of them there wasn't a lot of action in some of the plays for them, and that's the one problem with safety. Sometimes you don't get a lot of action, so we got to continue to evaluate them again this week, and you know, and probably the fourth preseason game too. So we're going to keep dividing the reps, trying to rotate guys in there and figure out what's the best way to go.
Mike, you don't seem to be too fearful in playing your starters for longer periods of time in preseason. Does that change at all as you get into games 3 and 4?
It won't change too much this week. I think it's important with us having new systems. Things come up that happen during the course of the game that I think we need to prepare and play and happen on the move, so we have to make reactions and decisions out there without coaches telling them exactly what to do when they're out here in practice.
The other side of the coin is obviously the injuries. You got to worry about more playing time, more potential for injury too.
Yeah, that's a possibility, but we didn't scrimmage against anybody. We haven't tackled a lot in practice, so you know, I think we just got to keep going what we're going. We had a plan when we came in, and I think we just stick to it.
Like, do you treat the third game with like a heightened sense of importance, like a lot of coaches do?
Honestly, no. This is still a lot about us. I mean, we're going to have a few more sections than we have had last 2 weeks with the cards and the scout team work, but it's still about what we do, and we'll have plenty of time to prepare for St. Louis when we get going in there, but it's more about the routine that we're going to do this week so we get in the in-season schedule routine as opposed to really sitting down and game planning for Kansas City.
At all for them, or just?
I mean, about like we did the last two games. You know, we look at them on tape, and we'll watch a little more tape on them than we've watched in the last two games. But you know, we're not going to go in there and double bow, or you know, we're going to do what we do.
Like Blair had been kicking the ball well throughout camp, but he has a couple, you know, misses from beyond 50 yards. I guess, what do you attribute those to, and have any concern there? Or is it just kind of going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know that I attribute to anything yet. You know, he's been great in practice, and he's been great previously, so I expect him to make those kicks, and you know, I'm sure he will.
What did you see Teddy Bridgewater in that fourth quarter?
What did I
see? What did you see? What were your thoughts on Teddy Bridgewater throughout that fourth quarter?
I thought he played well. I thought he did he was calm, poised. He was kind of, you could tell he was kind of feeling it the whole way, and getting the ball out in the right places. He was getting the protections done. I think he's feeling more comfortable. You know, and like he's told you, that he's better when he doesn't overthink things and just kind of let the game go. And, you know, you know, we go out here and we practice hard and we try to be perfect in practice. And I've told the team this, that we won't want you thinking about those things when you're playing the game. We don't want you thinking about your footwork. We want it to be habit that you're doing all these different things. We want you to think about, you know, the play and be reactionary and aggressive when you're out there playing. So, you know, those things all come.
What's your impression of how Barr has sort of handled the mental side of having to move around a little bit and probably a lot being thrown at him.
Yeah, he's been good. We're trying to be smart about how much we, you know, because there's a lot of things you can do with him. So we're, when we move him to a different position or move him to another spot, we're very conscientious of what he can handle at that particular time. And as we expand through the course of the season, it'll expand obviously as well.
I saw Linville Joseph was out there. Is he doing anything increased, and is there any chance of playing us in a Saturday?
I doubt that he'll play Saturday, but he is doing more increased work.
What's he kind of doing?
Rehabbing.
But I mean, on the field, is he?
Yeah, he hasn't been on the field yet.
Bar talked about when he was at UCLA, rarely playing with his hand on the ground. How have you kind of seen him progress there?
He's pretty good with his hand up or down, really, to be honest with you. He's got such great acceleration. You know, the sack he had the other night, he was in a three-point stance. But
is there much difference in that regard, do you think?
Not really. You know, I mean, we like him down. But, you know, if we were a 3-4 team, they'd probably be standing up. You know, it's just, I don't think there's that much difference.
What stuck out to you, positive or negative, about the defense? After watching the assistant film?
You know, honestly, it was in a lot of ways better than I thought. You don't ever like them to score, but I think we played hard. For the most part, we were in the right positions most of the time. I mean, it wasn't glaring mistakes, like we didn't know what we were doing. We were in position on three plays. The screen, you know, instead of tackling for a one-yard gain, it ends up being about a 50-yard gain. The long ball on Xavier, he was in perfect position, really, and the guy out jumped him for the ball. And then the goal line, the touchdown on fourth down, Chad was in great position. The guy out jumped him for the ball. So, you know, it's our job as coaches to get him in position to make the plays, and then it's their job when they get in those positions to make them.
So do you see using Bar more and more on that end?
I see Bar using Bar a lot in a lot of different ways.
I gotta imagine there's a point in time with the strong safety when you want to move past evaluation and kind of onto chemistry. When do you hope to? I guess
as soon as we can. I mean, as soon as I'm sure with what we're doing. You know, Blanton will be out here today, so we'll get a chance to look at him, hopefully. And you know, as soon as I make the decision, then we'll go.
Can you say anything more about the cornerback spot? Do you think Captain Munderman will be your guy to start the season there?
Looks like it.
Okay.
Mike, after two games at TCF Bank Stadium, can you see that stadium turning into a big home field advantage for your team?
If we keep winning. I think everybody felt more comfortable two nights ago. Yeah, and everything we did, you know, I think they'll start feeling more comfortable, like it's their home as we get going. You know, it helps playing good, helps, you know, doing those kind of things that we did the other night in the game too. So, it's like anywhere else. You get comfortable with it, you feel good about it, you get the crowd behind you. The crowd appreciates how you play, how hard you play, how smart you play. I think that all helps.
Mike, when you look at your running back depth behind Adrian, behind Asiata, what are your priorities going to be when it comes down to crunch time?
In terms of getting that set.
With like Banyard and Williams, yeah. You know, they both played well the other night. And, you know, so it gets you starting to think about your 53 and how many running backs you can keep, how many fullbacks, you know, the combination of tight end, fullback, running back. So if we can, you know, if they can continue to do well, then that sure does help their cause.
Last week you mentioned the name of four different safeties. How did you evaluate their play on the tape?
Well, like I said earlier, there was, you know, Crocker, when he was in there, didn't get a lot of action. Coleman did some good things. He missed a tackle. Sendejo did some good things when he was down close to the line of scrimmage. But, you know, part of it is, for me, evaluating the safety is not when they're down by the line of scrimmage. It's when they're you know, when they're back and when they have to cover guys and when they have to get in there. And we didn't get in as many of those situations the other night as I would hoped, whether it was because of what they were doing or because what we were calling. So,
did you gain any clarity at Mike after watching the film? Or?
No, it's close. You know, I think they both do some good things. And the problem with that the other night was I think they both, you know, I think Jasper played 8 plays or something like that. So because of what they were doing offensively. So we're going to get him some. We're going to get him into some of the substitution groups so we can get a better, longer evaluation of him.
From a defensive perspective, how much of a matchup problem does a guy like Rudolph give you with his size and ability to run?
Well, obviously the tight ends always can give you problems, but if you don't have other areas where you have to be concerned about, then it makes it a little bit easier. So, you know, and it depends on if you're a zone team or man team and who you got playing in there and what kind of running game. You know, all those things become factors. If you have to pay more attention to the outside, then it typically opens up for the tight ends a little bit more. If you don't have to pay much attention to them, then it's, you know, you can pay more attention to the tight ends.
Mike, your thoughts on that? The spike in illegal contact and whether you think that'll go into the regular season and do you have to change anything different?
Well, yeah, but, you know, we don't coach penalties. We coach to play within the rules, and we had a holding call and an illegal contact, I think. The illegal contact shouldn't have happened. The one, you know, we just got a little too deep when we collisioned him, but we're going to play within the rules, and we're going to do the best job we can. And, you know, I don't worry about the spike for everybody else because I just worry about what we do. And I don't think we had any in the first ball game, and I think we had the 2 this week. So we'll just keep coaching it better.
Penalties, but is it harder to know what a penalty is anymore?
No, it's not hard. No, they're pretty. Honestly, the good thing about it is they've clarified it. You know, when there's ambiguity in the rule, or you're not sure, then that makes it difficult. But they're pretty clear on this.
Any updates on Prater or Price? I know they left the game.
Prater should be. I don't think he's going to go today. He has to get clear, but sounds like he'll go tomorrow. Jabari probably will not play this week.
What about Hodges?
Hodges probably will not play this week.
It's kind of broad, but what does your defense ask of the strong safety? Is it anything specific you need?
About the same as a free safety. I mean, we try to be interchangeable the best we can with, you know, our guys have to be up and run support. They have to be back in coverage. They have to be able to get on some slot receivers. They have to be able to blitz. You know, we're not looking for one-dimensional guys. We're not looking for the old in-the-box safeties. We're looking for and then they have to have some intelligence, you know, so really, we want all our guys back there to be basically the same guys.
Mike, any update on Robert Blanton or Josh Robinson?
Blanton, I think, is going to go today, and the other guy, who knows?
Hodges is an ankle.
Excuse me?
Hodges is an ankle injury.
Hodges is a knee, I believe.
And Price is?
Price is not going to play this week.
You haven't disclosed his ailment?
No.
On Saturday.
Very good. You know, one of the things I asked about the last week, which I was proud of, you know, I said we got to keep a pass protect better, which I thought we did, and they blitzed a lot in the ball game, and I thought we had to rush better, and I thought we did that in the ball game. So that part was good to see, but I thought the offensive line played well.
You really see that continuity with those starting five really paying off right now?
It's nice. Yeah, it's nice to get Quill back in there too, you know, where he's starting to get into the mix a little bit more, and, you know, he missed a lot of time. So, and OTAs and that. So, you know, getting all those guys going back together is good. And Sullivan does a nice job of keeping everything in order and making sure where guys are going, but they all played pretty well the other night.
Time for two more.
When you went back and watched the film, how'd you evaluate you in the 2 minute at the end there?
Good. I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm. I don't.
To be sure. Castle will start, or would there be some value in?
Castle will start. This week.
Okay.
Stop it right there.
My question is there value still to seeing Bridgewater more with the first team, or is that kind of?
That's a possibility. Good. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, man.